here's a story from The World.
Earlier this week on HBO, comedian John Oliver got a lot of attention by pointing to this conflict and talking about false equivalencies. One side is suffering much more, he said. Oliver also accused Israel's government of committing war crimes. The segment drew a response from an Israeli girl living in one of the communities near the Gaza border.
Hello, Mr. John Oliver. My name is Renan Abotzer Suisa. I live in Kfar Aza, and I'm 10 years old. I heard what you say in your show, and I want to respond to you.
It is true that militants from Palestinian groups like Hamas fired over 1,000 rockets towards Israel this week, and that is reprehensible. But, and I realize this is the most load-bearing conjunction in history, but the majority of those rockets thankfully didn't reach their target.
That's thanks in part to Israel's high-tech defense system that intercepts rockets mid-flight. It's called the Iron Dome. Air raid sirens are still going off across southern Israel day and night. In the town where Renana lives, people have about 15 seconds to get to a shelter.
Every siren makes me cry and feel sad. Just so you know, my army is strong. However, this does not protect me from being afraid.
People in southern Israel are quick to say that they have been targeted sporadically by rocket fire from Gaza for many years. In the video, 10-year-old Renana says it's having an impact on her own mental health.
Since I was born, I live in fear. Since I was six, I have been going to therapy.
Renana expresses her support for Israel's military campaign against Hamas, but then she goes on to add her voice to those around the world calling for an immediate ceasefire.
I just want it to end. I just want peace, a normal childhood for me and for all the children in Gaza.